Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I could explain to you a million different ways how stupid you sound when you say that, if I wanted to and had the time. But the best way is to highlight that Germany and France are going into lockdown right now. Germany for 4 weeks guaranteed, France indefinitely. Do you think they're in on the hoax?
Doubt it.
To remove a president in the United States? Do you think all these dead bodies all over the world are simply designed to make an election go a certain way? I mean, it's so mind-numbingly dumb that I can't believe people are actually comfortable saying it out loud. But I still hear it all the time. I see it on Facebook all the time. And more than anything, it's just disappointing and sad, because I don't think the people who say it and think it and believe it, I don't think they know how stupid they're being or ignorant they're being. I just think they've been tricked into thinking what they think. But again, it is now October 28th. That November 4th date y'all been talking about, it's next week. Next Wednesday. It's a week from today. And two major European countries are going into lockdowns because of COVID-19. It's not a hoax. It's still a very serious thing that we could have probably had in better control than we do right now if we'd have taken it a little more seriously than we had. Or, if I'm being honest, a lot more seriously than we had. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Protect your loved ones from the flu this season by making a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. Your people are our people.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Big, big, big news. The Fix is $240,000 Mercedes in promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11, and $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in October. Now, that might be enough for most casinos, but not the Fitz. They're also giving away two brand new Mercedes C300Ws, one on the 10th and another on the 24th. I said two Mercedes in October at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee very, very, very soon. And the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings. DraftKings, they are bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they have created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Go into the App Store. I've got it on my phone. You should get it on your phone. It's the DraftKings Sportsbook. And to celebrate this momentous moment, again, legalized sports betting coming to Tennessee, what DraftKings is doing is giving everybody who registers right now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in the state of Tennessee. So what you're going to do, you're going to download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code WMFS, WMFS, when you sign up. And that's how you're going to get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS, WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary, although it's a kind of a miserable day.
Why specifically?
Well, just look outside.
I've been driving in this stuff all afternoon.
Yeah, I'm just commenting on the weather today. That's it. It's just miserable. Miserable. Why were you driving all afternoon?
Will you believe this? I got another flat tire.
Dude.
Oh my God, you did not.
This is like how many on the year? Like 12 or 13?
It feels like it. This one I cannot assign blame to potholes in either Mississippi or Tennessee. I was taking Oliver to school this morning because our routine is Kelly takes Lou to school and I take Oliver to school and then I pick. No, that's not right. What is our routine? No, yeah, our normal routine is Kelly takes Oliver to school and I take Lou to school and then I pick Oliver up and she picks Lou up. But this week I have been taking both boys to school. So I'm taking Oliver to school before I come back home and get Lou ready. And I notice, because I've got the gauges on my, you know, my car, like it tells you, like there's 37, whatever, 36. My tire pressure is always right in front of me. And it immediately drops from 37 to 27, and then to 26, and then to 25. And I'm like, well, here we go. So I dropped Oliver off at school and went straight to Gateway Tire, where I'm on a first-name basis with everybody. Like, I know everybody at Gateway Tire at this point. And I say, listen, I don't know what's going on, but it's saying that I'm losing tire pressure, and so I'm assuming I've got another flat. You guys look at it when you can, and I'll holler at you later. So they call me back, and there was a screw in the side of a tire. How does that happen, by the way? Did somebody do that to me?
No.
Did someone intentionally put a screw in your tire?
It's happened to me multiple times. I don't understand how that happens. Yeah.
Like, you said a screw.
No, it happens, man. Like, I've no other. It's happened to my wife's car. Like, it's just. I don't know how we run over screws, but it happens.
Yeah, what happens? How's it happen?
I don't know. Someone's got to explain this.
How does a screw get in the side of your tire?
I can say this. Just looking at social media, I can say that a lot of people have a screw loose.
And they're leaving them in the street near my home.
Leaving them in the street, yeah. Yes. The whole thing ties up perfectly, yeah.
So they call me back, and they're so nice. They say, you got a screw in this side of your tire, and this is not something that can be fixed. I guess maybe if it was, like, in the bottom of the tire, you could maybe fix that. But a screw in the side of the tire, that's not salvageable. They have to order. They don't carry my tires in the store. They always have to order it. So they had to order a tire and be there tomorrow. And I was like, okay, I'm just leaving the car there till tomorrow. So Kelly has a doctor's appointment this afternoon. We got to pick both boys up from school. So I had to go pick the boys up from school, take her to the doctor. I'm in her car. Actually, she dropped me off here. I'm stranded here at the studio. I might just stay the night here unless she comes back and gets me. So I've been driving in the rain all day long, and it was miserable. That's the point of that story.
It's miserable. I can confirm. Miserable.
Yeah, I'd rather never have to leave the house when it's raining.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice to look out the rain. Yeah.
It's really nice. Like on a Saturday afternoon where I know I'm not, I don't have anywhere to go, and it's raining.
Nap, yeah.
I love taking a nap during the rain. I love taking a nap anytime, but especially during the rain. So, yeah, it's been a miserable day. and it was a miserable night for Kevin Cash. So you watched last night. I heard you talking about it this morning while I was driving around with a screw in my tire. What is the bigger story after last night? Because, interestingly, it is not that the Dodgers won a World Series for the first time since 1988 and Clayton Kershaw's finally got his title. Like, none of that is even a talking point today. It is either A, Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell and then it blew up on him, or B, Justin Turner tested positive for COVID-19 in the eighth and then celebrated postgame like he didn't have COVID-19. What is the bigger story?
The second one is the bigger story. I mean, because it's the story of our year. You know, this is a season that almost didn't didn't get underway. You have to remember back to the wrangling over this, and the players and the owners couldn't agree, and were they going to be in a bubble, and weren't they going to be in a bubble, and they finally had to impose the 60 days on the players, and then the Indians, you know, come down with COVID, and the Marlins come down with COVID, and
COVID Cardinals.
All of this stuff, the Cardinals, right? Cardinals, and then all this stuff happens, and then the last game of the you've got a guy getting pulled from the game, literally as it's progressing, and then he decides like he's wanting to shop at Walmart in the early days of the pandemic. He says, "Screw this! I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not gonna." I believe in freedom, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And he goes out and celebrates with his teammates. And I know it's a complicated story, but it also distills the whole brawl that we've been in and what's responsible, what's not responsible. You know, half the people are saying, oh, come on, man, don't be a stick in the mud. He was already outside. Young people don't get it, blah, 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 blah. And other people are saying he's incredibly selfish and irresponsible. And there's a bit. And so we have all of America distilled into this one game. The decision to pull Snell is just a baseball story. It's a really intriguing one, and everyone thinks it was ridiculous, and I think it was ridiculous. Certainly the results were ridiculous, but the other one is literally the American story distilled into a baseball game, and it's just crazy that it ended like that.
It is wild that if Tampa Bay would have won that game, we would not have had Game 7 tonight.
No, there's no way. We would not have had Game 7 tonight.
They would have had to test everybody and then test everybody, and we'd have probably had, like, Game 7 on Friday night if nobody tested positive.
If that, or next week. We would might have had it next week. You know, we might have had Game 7 next week. Absolutely nuts. Yeah, there's no question.
And, like, listen, if you are somebody, not you, but anybody listening, is somebody who's going to say, who is on the side of, hey, he's been waiting his whole life for this moment to celebrate a World Series. He finally got it. He actually played a big role in it, hit, I think, 3 home runs in the World Series. He's surrounded mostly by young people. They're outside, even though I think the roof was closed, so not really outside, but whatever.
Roof was closed, yeah.
What's the big deal? It's not a big deal. Like, if you think that way, there's nothing I'm going to be able to say to change your mind. Like, that's
I think the other thing, the other part of their argument that I actually think is somewhat credible is he's been around them for the past, how much more exposure was there? He had been through the first 8 innings. He was just being a regular ball player, hanging out in the clubhouse and in the bus on the way to the game and everywhere else. And so, wasn't the damage done? I think that's another part that I can listen to when you're defending him, right?
I guess. I mean, but I, you know, listen, if I found out tomorrow, like I'm really only around my family. So like, let's just say if I found out tomorrow that Kelly had COVID-19, I've obviously been around her. I wouldn't then go, well, come here and let me hold you for the next 45 minutes. Because, like, you know, damage is probably already done.
Forget that. No, you're exactly right. Literally, everybody who comes down with COVID
isolates.
Has been living with some people or working with some people before they came down with COVID. Presumably, they've been going to the grocery store and they've been, let's say I come down with COVID, God forbid, at my advanced age, but let's say I come down with it. I don't show up tomorrow at 92.9 and say, hey, Jeffrey, you know, we've been hanging out together for the last 2 weeks anyway. Damage probably done. breathe in the microphone. Jason comes in the next segment, whatever. Next, no. At that point, as soon as you know you have it, you're responsible and respectful of other people's lives. And honestly, at that point, you are a carrier of a disease. Why the hell would you think of inflicting yourself on other people? It is, in fact, incredibly selfish. And I don't see any way around that. Like, in the end, he decided my desire to celebrate is more important than the lives of the people around me. And lots of people, people have waited their whole lives to graduate. People have waited their whole lives to be in the school play. People have waited their whole lives in Shelby County to play their high school season of football. Lots of people are sacrificing lots of things. He could have literally just sat there with his mask on in the dugout away from people, and he chose not to. And in that way, like a lot of Americans, screw it.
Yeah, and that's actually like the cooler image. Like, I'm just going to –
cooler image, yeah.
Everybody's celebrating, and I'm sitting here with my mask on, COVID-19 positive. It's actually he takes what could have been
He would have been a sympathetic hero, pulled from the game, still acts responsibly, whatever else. Isn't it too bad it was ripped away from him? But look at him, the guy is doing it right. I mean, he's not the worst human in the world or anything for doing it, but I don't think you can say it was the right decision. You can say maybe it wasn't so bad, or let's hope it wasn't so bad, or whatever else, but it was not the right decision. And Major League Baseball has subsequently said they basically ordered him not to do it, and he did it. I actually wondered, because they put out that statement subsequently, that they told him not to do it. Do you suspend him? I would suspend him at the start of next year.
Yeah,
game.
Right. Whatever you are allowed to do within the guidelines that have been established, and I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I would punish him to the maximum of my ability. If that's a fine, then it's a fine. If it's a suspension, suspension. If it's both, both. Because for you, and people in baseball know how tricky it was to try to get through this thing. There were multiple times when it looked like they were going to have to stop the season, when they were openly considering pulling the plug on this. And they eventually get through it, and then you have somebody acting so obviously reckless on national television. That's the other thing. It's just a bad image for your sport. Jeff Passan, who wrote a tremendous overnight column.
It was just a tremendous column.
He's really good. Now for the most part, he's just a talk on TV guy.
No, but actually he sat down and he wrote a let's be honest, Gary, most talk on TV guys say, okay, I'm done doing the hard work of sitting down and writing.
Sure.
I'm just going to be a talk on TV guy. It's hard. That took him probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours of assembling words to write that column. It really was, let's be honest, I just ripped it off of my open this morning. It was perfect. It was unbelievable. I did sort of credit him. I did mention his name and say, I know it's a lost art, the sort of game story, and it was much more than a game story. But anyway, what part of it struck you?
I just thought the way he was weaving in everything, and the baseball plus the Justin Turner stuff, plus, how it's a reflection of America in general. I just thought it was really, really well done. I don't know what deadline writing baseball award exists, but if I were him, I would enter that, I think, because it was just really done well and overnight. And to your point about talking on TV and then stopping that other stuff, there was a time when I first started talking on TV that I would not be at the national championship game anymore. I would be on TV till midnight, and then I would one year I went to Duke's Hotel, I guess it was 2015 after they won the title, and I'm at Duke's Hotel at 1:30 in the morning, and I'm just sort of gathering, pieces to create a scene so that I could stay up all night and write a column. And then a few years ago, I was like, I don't have to do that anymore. Yes, I haven't written about the national championship game in years.
No, I mean, Jeff Passan was on, the morning ESPN show, and he said he hadn't gotten any sleep, and I 100% believe it. He was up all night getting no sleep. Shout out to him. That was fabulous.
It was really good. And the point of me bringing it up was, while reading it, he said he got a text message at the end of the game, after the game, from a, I believe it was general manager, and it was like, my God, it's a super spreader event on national television. Like, and that's, and that's like just it's Justin Turner has just it's just been confirmed that he has COVID-19, and he is running around like he's not positive. And also, like, taking a picture sitting next to Dave Roberts.
He's there. I mean, it was the perfect picture for this. Sitting there next to Dave Roberts, cancer survivor, and the trophy. I mean, literally, he wasn't even on the other side of the picture from Dave Roberts, you know, cancer survivor. It was ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. And I know that some people have said, well, like, once Major League Baseball asks him not to be out there, or even tells him not to be out there, and he emphatically refuses, what are you supposed to do? You know, I don't know that you put handcuffs on him and walk him out, but I do think you can tell the Dodgers, you get him out of here or we're not having a trophy presentation. Like, we're not. Do you want this trophy? Well, then Justin Turner's got to get off of the field. He has to not be present. We will not proceed until
I can see that.
You've got to. And I realize it's much easier to know exactly what you would do the day later. Right. But, like, you know, because this was all happening in real time, and I'm certain it was all awkward and uncomfortable. But, like, you can't just let him say, no, I'm going to stay out here. It creates – I mean, it's a bad thing for baseball. Like, this whole World Series has been great under these circumstances, and today all anybody is really talking about is Kevin Cash pulling Blake Snell and Justin Turner running around spreading COVID-19 everywhere in a celebration. I hope nobody else gets sick, and I hope that his symptoms never materialize, and certainly hope, you know, Dave Roberts, you know, doesn't suffer in any way because of this. But, like, he really did selfishly put a lot of people in danger in a way that if we saw a college person holding a party 2 hours after they found out they were COVID-19, like, we would scold them and say that they should be kicked off campus. So I don't know how you defend Justin Turner. He's supposed to be more responsible, less reckless than some college kid. In fact, as the story goes, you know, when the Marlins outbreak happened, it was Justin Turner who stood up and insisted, this is how we're going to get through this season. We're going to wear masks at all times. We're going to social distance in the dugout. And I guess that all goes out the window the second he's the one with the COVID-19 diagnosis.
Yeah, I literally don't know how anyone can defend it as the right choice. I mean, a guy has an incredible personal story and is evidently the heartbeat of the team and all of that. But as I said before, lots of people have sacrificed lots of things. And it was a stupid thing to do. So there you go.
You can't defend that. Can you defend Kevin Cash removing Blake Snell after 73 pitches, 5 1/3 inning?
I don't think so. I mean, you can. You can defend it. You can say this is what he's done all year long. And you know, Snell hadn't gone that far, you know, before and this year and whatever else, and danced with the one who brung you. But the problem is, and it's stupid to say this is some criticism of analytics. You heard a lot of that. This is why I hate analytics. That's a dumb thing to say. There's no reason to hate information. The question is how you use it and what information. The funny thing is, of course, is there was lots of information to suggest that, you know, he should have left him in there, including the dude who he brought in had given up. How about this information? This is pretty deep. See if you can follow this. Every time they put him in the game for the previous six games, he'd given up a run. And at least a run, and they had a one-run lead. Like, that's some pretty heavy-duty math for me, but, like, why would you do that? Secondly, Snell is a left-hander. Mookie Betts was up next. Mookie Betts has destroyed right-handers, so you send in a right-hander. But he's just all 16 of Mookie Betts' home runs came against right-handers. But the whole thing makes no – you pick the numbers and you pick the analytics, but it just – plus, none of this is in the abstract. He was dealing in a way. It may have been the best stuff he'd had all year. I don't know. You follow baseball much more closely than I do. Were you screaming at the television when they did it?
Yes, I thought it was absolutely indefensible. Wow, and I even I've got the tweet to prove it. And the tweet came before, you know, the Dodgers took the lead. Like I know enough about the Rays to know that they are very analytics driven. And so what I tweeted more or less was, I am certain there is data that says this is the right decision. But at some point, what you're watching happen in front of you has to matter. And what what was happening in front of Kevin Cash and the entire world is Blake Snell was dealing. I mean, he had all four pitches working. He was overwhelming the opposition. 73 pitches. He had recorded 16 outs, 9 strikeouts, 0 walks. And the whole, to the extent that the data says do it, the data is rooted in this. We don't want our guys facing, going through the lineup a third time. That's where you see a noticeable jump in ERA and balls hit hard, all of that stuff. This is not something we talked about in baseball when I was a kid. You don't want to go through the lineup a third time, but it is something you hear on every baseball broadcast now. Like, and DeGrom's coming back out. Now, this will be his third time through the lineup, so keep an eye on that. Like, it's a real thing.
Right.
But I think what I'm about to tell you is also a real thing. His first two times through the lineup, those top three hitters he was about to face, he had already faced them twice. Strikeout, 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 strikeout. I mean, Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, and Justin Turner were 0-for-2 each against Blake Snell with 2 strikeouts each. He mowed them down. So I know that there is data that says Blake Snell gets worse the deeper you go into the game, or Blake Snell gets worse third time through the lineup. What's
so worse in this situation would have been a ground out.
Right. Well, yeah, here's the thing. That's my thing. Give me the data on what happens when Blake Snell goes through a lineup a third time after the first two times he's unhittable.
Right.
Like, I don't – that's one where I think you've got – not I think, I am certain – you've got to just go, hey, guys, I know that if this were game 41 of the regular season, we would go get him right now. But I've been watching him tonight, and he's got the best stuff he's had all year. I'm not getting him. We're going to at least let him get through the three guys that he's already struck out twice. We're going to let him get through the sixth. We are not going to take him out with a one run.
Well, I do think what you had – under no circumstances should he have come out. But it also hinges on what your alternative was.
Right.
And the alternative was not good. You know, like, you didn't have the super closer who'd been hot and dealing throughout the playoffs. So that's the other problem here, is that it's not just the decision you made, it's what you went with.
And then, of course, the Dodgers are thrilled. Like, you asked the Dodgers afterwards.
Yeah, they were, jumping up and down in joy. Yeah, exactly right.
It's just, I mean, I know Kevin Cash is always going to have the data to back up the decision. Maybe publicly he'll never acknowledge that he regrets it, but privately he's going to regret that one for a while, because it was one of those decisions where, I mean, the guy is just overwhelming the best hitting lineup in baseball. Like, why do you want to take him out of the game when he's still only giving up 2 hits?
Forget what you think about Kevin Cash or what I think about Kevin Cash. How does he deal with a damn team? You know?
Well, like, that's the thing. How does he?
There can't be anyone. Snell himself, of course, was outraged. But like, there can't be anyone on that team who thought it was a good idea. So, like, you would think you would lose total respect for your manager for that decision.
I think he has so much respect that it helps him in a moment like this. Like, he does not have a history of making ridiculous decisions that confuse you. And this is the, quote, way they do it. And so I imagine in that clubhouse, they're like, listen, like, that didn't go well and we didn't want it to happen, but that is the way we've been doing things, and that is what allowed us to be the one seed in the American League and get to game 6 of the World Series. I think that helps him, but it doesn't absolve him. And either way, I would just say this, because I've heard a million people say this today. Well, that's the way the Rays do it. Well, that's how they wouldn't have gotten to this place if not for doing it that way. That's fine. But once you get to this place, it doesn't mean you have to do it that way. We have seen for decades, when you get to high-stakes World Series baseball, you do things differently. You bring Max Scherzer out of the bullpen. You know, you go and get Steven Strasburg out of the bullpen. Like, you would never do that in the regular season. But, like, we're in game 6 of a World Series. You've got to win it. You do what you have to do in these moments. And I think leaving Blake Snell out there is something you had to do in that moment. And I don't just say it because it went poorly pulling him out. Even if they get out of that inning, I would probably say it worked out, but I don't agree with the decision. And Blake Snell, you know, he.
Hey, what are you going to watch tonight? There's nothing to watch.
Well,
tonight. There's no basketball. There's no football. There's no hockey. There's no baseball. There's nothing.
Back to cable news, baby.
There's no debate.
Well, it is interesting because, I mean, we've been overwhelmed with sports recently. You know, we went this extended period of time without sports, and then, like, we had all sorts of sports. And now we have reached a point where there's nothing, and there's going to be nothing for basically the next month outside of
football. On the weekends and whatever else. Yeah. During the week, there's like, not going to be much.
Like, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesdays are going to be tough, you know, for the next month. Because normally, I went and looked this up earlier today. Normally, a World Series ends after 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, 7 games, and you wake up the next day and you go, all right, NBA tonight. You know, like last year, the World Series ended on October 30th. Next day's October 31st. We had Heat, Hawks, Nuggets, Pelicans, Clippers, Spurs. It was the second week of the NBA season. Usually we can go straight from the World Series to the NBA the next night. And there's no NBA until December 22nd. And so the next thing that will fill up our weeknights, I think, is going to be college basketball, but that's, you know, still November 25th. That's a month away. You like it?
Yeah.
You want to watch Major League Soccer? It's on tonight.
Major League Soccer's on tonight. Well, plus, and then here's the other problem, is the election's going to go, well, hopefully. The election's going to go next Tuesday. That could drag on for another month. Who knows what's going to be happening? The revolution. At that point, we could be watching the revolution in the streets. Our election's going to be the next Tuesday. Next Wednesday night, Gary, what do we do then? You can still watch cable news. You can watch the post game, you know, cleaning up after the election.
I'm assuming at that point we will be watching a televised civil war.
Exactly.
Like, I'm half joking, but I'm half not.
We'll be hiding in our basements eating baked beans. Exactly right.
we'll be one day into our second civil war. I don't think we're gonna have a civil war, you know. But like, it does feel like it's going.
I don't think most people care. Most people just want their lives to plug along. You know, we do hear from the angry people, and on you know, whatever. But I think most of us don't want to. We don't really want it. Like, maybe if you could do it, if you could call an Uber and have them like do the civil war for you or something, you call it and do it on video game. Most of us are too lazy to get out there and fight in a civil war.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fight in a civil war. Either direction. You know, like,
no.
Yeah, like I you know.
Not interested in that.
Yeah, I'm too big. I got to rank basketball teams. I don't have time to be participating in a civil war. But I am afraid, like sincerely afraid, that something bad will happen in the subsequent weeks, if not subsequent days, that there will be a bad incident.
I'm worried about two different bad things, right? There's what can happen with the election, the votes, and all of that stuff, right? And then there's also, like, yeah, what can a kook do, right? Let's take the folks who were going to kidnap the Michigan governor,
right?
Their equivalent somewhere, what might they do? So I think there's two kind of bad things that could happen. So, yeah, I guess it'll be good TV watching then onward, even after the election.
Yeah, and then we'll have college basketball here, and then we'll have college basketball shut down.
We'll have that. We'll have all the outbreaks to cover. Do you think the coaches got it right, picking the Memphis Tigers number 2 in the AAC preseason poll?
I do. That's where they should be. Like,
of course.
Yeah, Houston should clearly, in my mind, clearly be the preseason pick. And then Memphis is, I don't think there's any real question, the second, at least on paper, the second best team in the AAC. Now, you know, it doesn't mean they can't be the first or that they won't be the fifth. We'll see. But I think on paper, yeah.
If one of the Memphis Tigers is, let's say they get a season in, and then you have a all conference post after the season post team, what Memphis Tiger, because there's none on the first team right now, but there's two on the second team, Jeffries and Landers Nolly, who's most apt to be on the first team of the Memphis Tigers at the end of the season?
I would think Landers Nolly, but I'm not certain of that. In fact, we are doing at CBS Sports right now, we're compiling our list of the top 101 college basketball players in the country. And we are, you know, so the way we do that is we email each other. There's four of us doing it, Cal Boone, David Cobb, me and Matt Norlander. So we do them in groups of 10. Like, here's my 10, here's Matt's 10, here's Kyle's 10, here's David's 10. And then you got to be on three ballots to be listed on the main list. And then we move on. So right now we've got 24 names established, and I have submitted Landers Nolly. And I submitted Landers Nolly before DJ Jeffries, but somebody else wondered if Matt Norlander.
You submitted Landers Nolly as, you mean in 24 to the next?
Yeah.
How many?
Like
in the next 10 you put in Landers Nolly?
Like
24 and 34?
I can tell you exactly where we were. We were 17 names in.
Yeah.
And so Landers Nolly was on my next list of 10. So I had him ninth on my next list of 10, behind John Fulkerson, Trendon Wofford, Caleb Mills, Keontae Johnson, Matthew Hurt, Drew Timmy, Oscar Da Silva, and Fats Russell. So on my list, I would have, it looks like, Landers Nolly in the top 30, somewhere between 25 and 30, and that would be the highest-ranked Tiger. But Norlander wondered in the thread, are we sure the best player on Memphis' team won't actually be DJ Jeffries? And to that I would say, I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure. Like, it might be DJ Jeffries. I feel comfortable thinking it'll probably be one of them, but I'm not certain of which one. But Landers Nolly is somebody who's already averaged 15 points per game in the ACC, so I think he's going to score.
Yeah, and he has the disposition to score.
He likes
to score. That's the other thing. He's going to get his shot.
He enjoys
it. So does DJ, but Landers seems particularly intent on it.
Now we just got to make sure to get – you know, we got to figure out how to get a season in, because, like, I don't know if you've seen it. Like, Fresno State had to shut down today. Marquette is shut down yesterday. You know, Wisconsin football shut down. And, like, you know.
Oh, and everything's going the wrong direction.
Everything's going, like, it's getting.
It's funny to think. Like, we're going to, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to.
South Dakota?
Daniel Lerner is going to South Dakota for that tournament.
Right.
And I might as well. It is bizarre, though, to think about it, because, like, you just pick up the national, you would Google South Dakota right now. It's one of the hottest, you know, hot spots in all of the country. So Major League Baseball, when the NBA was deciding where to put the bubble at the time, this was before Florida went straight to hell. At the time, they were saying, oh, let's go to Florida, because there's no cases in Florida at the time. But, like, they're putting this tournament is in South Dakota, which is one of the worst places right now in the country. And so we're flying off to South Dakota, of all the glamorous places, to have a tournament and in the midst of a spike in South Dakota.
Right. And then all it takes is, you know, one player testing positive and you're done.
Right.
I mean, it's going to like anybody trying to tell you this is going to go smoothly is it being wildly optimistic. It's going to. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I think it's going to be a mess. I think it's going to be a mess where by February they're going, you know, we should have just done conference-only bubbles. It's going to be a mess. But we'll get through it one way or another.
Hey, how do you like my microphones? My headphones?
You sound good, man.
Yeah.
You sound good. You sound good. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. See
you. Bye-bye. That would be my prediction, is that by middle of January, somebody's going to say, in basketball, the power brokers, the decision makers, somebody's going to say, you know what? We should have just done conference-only bubbles. And then in character, in consistent with my approach to everything, I will stand up and say, yeah, I wrote that column back in July. Be back in a second.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live, and it is coming very soon. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to as well. The app's really cool, by the way. If you're someone who's new to sports gambling or have been doing it for a long time, you're going to love how the app works. So be sure to download it today and get the promo code. It's Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South Smart Speaker Sports Station. Simply say, play 92.9
ESPN. 92.9
ESPN
from radio.com.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you with automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $4,750 cash allowance, plus current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or a newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11-2-2020. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet today.
Hey, it's Brad Carson for my friends at Old Dominic, a proud hometown partner of our Memphis Tigers, located in the heart of downtown Memphis with a 150-year-old story that's been revived and ready to be shared. And you can get all the info at olddominic.com on the one-of-a-kind spirits made right here in the Bluff City. Ask your favorite spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic products, enjoy them during the game. And you can also follow Old Dominic Distillery on Facebook and Instagram for more news and info, like the brand new Hewling Station whiskey there. It hits the shelves just in time for football season and cooler weather. These small batch whiskeys are perfect for the seasoned whiskey drinker. Whiskey newcomers will love them too. You can enjoy them neat over ice or in an old-fashioned whiskey cocktail. Set the bar with Hewling Station from Old Dominic this football season. Plus, try Old Dominic's Memphis Vodka, the Formula Number 10 gin, and their Memphis Toddy, which is perfect for football weather. Just like the Tigers, Old Dominic spirits are 100% pure Memphis. That's Old Dominic Distillery and Old Dominic Spirits, 100% pure Memphis. Share a sip from your hometown brand this football season, and go Tigers go. Old Dominic encourages all fans to share a sip responsibly.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Computers are so. The place to look is Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park. It's on the web, coopersystems.com. They got big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple products. You don't have to go to the Apple store to get an Apple product. You get an Apple product at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Big savings on the biggest names in computers at Cooper Systems. Just give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper. You can talk to Lauren Cooper. You can talk to any of the Cooper Systems consultants. And just tell them what it is you're going to be using a computer to do. And then they'll be able to find a computer that is perfectly built for you. And if it's perfectly built for you, it's going to be better priced for you. Because you won't be paying for a lot of stuff you're never going to use. That's the advantage of skipping the big box stores and going straight to Cooper Systems. They have real variety. They're going to be able to find something that's perfect for you. If it's perfect for you, it's going to be better price for you. 360-9679, 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. So, the discouraging news about COVID-19 as it relates to sports is that we're getting spikes all over the country. We are severely trending in the wrong direction. And it is going to make college football, college basketball, the NFL difficult to do, more difficult than it's even been. And then, of course, we're scheduled to get to the NBA on December 22nd. So let's all keep our fingers crossed. But the good news, if you'd allow me to share some good news, is that our buddy Ross Dellinger at Sports Illustrated has a story posted today at SI.com that details how cardiologists are now finding so few heart issues in athletes that they are no longer recommending screenings for most COVID positives. You might remember this was a big sticking point with the Big Ten when they initially decided they weren't going to play football. They weren't concerned about 20-year-old healthy individuals dying from getting COVID-19 while playing football. They were worried about what happens when you survive. And the big concern was heart issues. They were finding heart issues, and they didn't quite understand why or to what extent, but they didn't want to be in a situation where they encouraged or allowed student-athletes to play football, get COVID-19, survive, but then have life-altering heart issues that in some cases could derail your NFL career if you had one. So they said, no, no, no. And then they said, okay, we're going to play, but if you test positive for COVID-19, we're not going to let you come back in 10 days or even 14 days. It's going to be 21 days after the positive test, after you have negative test, and you're also going to have to go through extensive heart screening to make sure that there are no issues. Well, what they're finding is that there really aren't that many issues. So that's incredibly encouraging news.
Yep.
From a football perspective, it might be the thing that allows the Big Ten to alter, and by alter, I mean shorten, their protocols for what happens with a positive COVID test. And then from just a human perspective, fewer heart issues is a good thing. Be back with Dinner to Go.
All 75 Mazda 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10129, G4 LHF 07863, Eclipse LZO 15893, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage, buy for $11.1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12.4. $435 and 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
So Tracy needed to sell her home in Cordova, but we're in the middle of a pandemic, so she didn't want a bunch of strangers coming in and out of her house nonstop. So she got in touch with Josh Isaw, and the reason is because she knew that Josh could market her home virtually. And that's what he did. And he found a buyer in less than 2 days, and nobody ever physically visited Tracy's home in advance of Tracy selling her home. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Isaw. He is the person with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, Josh goes to work, and then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. Got flexible fees, no upfront cost. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Isaw, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
BetMGM Sports is coming soon to Tennessee. That's right. The same folks that light up the Las Vegas Strip with the world's greatest sportsbook and casinos will be offering real money wagering on a state-of-the-art app that's easy to use and features all of your favorite sports. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with parlay bonus payouts, in-game wagering, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. And every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M Life Rewards, the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. Every big game and every big play will mean more than ever, so get ready to experience sports like never before. Be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM Sports app coming soon to Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. That's visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
What's up, everybody? This is Rich Kleiman, co-founder of 35 Ventures, alongside my business partner, Kevin Durant. This week on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast, I'm joined by NFL legend Michael Vick. What was that time in Atlanta like?
I mean, it was a really cool time because, you know, not only was the sports world, you know, really popping, it was the entertainment world too. I mean, you know, Outkast was already doing their thing, and you know, Ludacris was coming on the scene, and then T.I. just came on the scene crazy, and then Jeezy, and then Gucci was already doing his thing. Like, it was like, just as much as the sports world was thriving, the entertainment world was too. So it was like one big merger and mesh, and everybody was just like happy for one another and spending time with one another. And, you know, guys still got good relationships to this day from that. You know, so it was just all love in Atlanta.
You can listen for free to this episode and more on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy.
Legal sports betting is coming to the state of Tennessee soon. Perhaps as soon as next week. And the best way to get in on the action, it's with DraftKings. It's DraftKings Sportsbook app. It is the highest rated, top rated sportsbook app in the App Store. They are taking their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports. DraftKings is. They're going to make themselves a leader in sportsbooks online. To celebrate everything that's happening, right now they're giving everyone who registers a free $50 bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee. So what you need to do is go into your app store, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and when you do it, use code WMFS. WMFS when you sign up. And if you do that, you're going to get a free $50 bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the main thing we want to keep it sports related is that if you've got a 27-year-old former Cy Young Award winner dealing in Game 6 of a World Series, faced 16 batters, struck out 9, walked 0, only giving up 2 hits, just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. Yeah. I don't know why Kevin Cash had to go through what he went through last night to learn that. Seems like something you just kind of knew automatically, but maybe not. And because he didn't, he pulled a pitcher who was having an all-time great World Series performance after only 73 pitches. 6 pitches later, his team was down 2-1 after leading 1-0. And about 90 minutes later, the World Series was over. The Dodgers were holding the trophy, and now we'll wait to see if they all get COVID-19 because of Justin Turner.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Bennett, I hope you like Major League Soccer.
That's what we got. What's the biggest one? Do you have it written down?
Of course I do, Bennett.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know. I figured it might qualify for we ain't got no games. Mm-hmm. But let's give Major League Soccer some love.
No, you think a screw in the side of my tire early in the morning can derail my prep for Dinner to Go?
No, I'm ready.
I've got a biggest game for you.
What's up?
It is the Portland Timbers.
Oh, yeah, they're popular. I think they have Xbox on their jersey.
The Portland Timbers against the LA Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, a little West Coast MLS showdown.
It's a West Coast showdown in Major League Soccer.
Okay.
Kickoff is scheduled for 9 o'clock Central, and you really can watch it if you want to. It'll be on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Probably just cable news. Okay. Whichever one you want. Doesn't matter to me. If you want to watch Fox News, watch Fox News. If you want to watch CNN, watch CNN. You want to watch something else, watch something else. But, like, we got an election less than a week.
Yeah. I might have to watch a scary movie.
You want to watch a scary movie?
Yeah, I'm ready for Halloween,
Do you have a favorite scary movie?
Oh, I like the Halloween saga.
That's Michael Myers?
Yeah, that's Michael Myers. Yeah. Do I have, like, a favorite specific scary movie? Oh, that's good. You know, a great, like, that's legitimately a good movie over the past couple years is Midsommar. Did you ever see that?
Never saw it.
Oh, it's good. Scary, but good. You know, a lot of times horror movies aren't good, right?
Right.
Like they're fun to watch around Halloween time, but they're not great. Like, I would say the majority of horror movies are bad. This one's really good.
When I was a kid, I liked the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Freddy Krueger.
But I feel like they wouldn't hold up too well all these years later. Do they?
Nah.
Like, if I showed my kids Nightmare on Elm Street, would they think it's stupid?
They'd probably get a kick out of it, and it'd probably scare them. Freddy Krueger would scare them, you know?
You think so?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Freddy Krueger's scary looking.
I never understood the argument between Jason and Freddy Krueger, who would win that. It's clearly Freddy Krueger.
They made a movie.
I know, and I didn't understand it. I think Jason won. I think Jason won, but I think that's...
Yeah, because Freddy Krueger's like a tactician. He's smart. He's got
You can't go to sleep!
Yeah, you can't go to sleep.
Like, if Jason were after...
Jason's just a stupid dude with a machete.
Like, if like, here's the deal. Okay, like, I'm sitting at home one night, and somebody says, yo, Jason is near your home. I would get my family, and we'd get in a car, and we'd just drive.
We'd get out of there.
We'd just not be near my home anymore. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we'd just wait it out. You know, we'd drive as far as we need to drive. And, like, Jason, you know, he walks slow.
Yeah.
I don't believe he has the ability to drive. I know he doesn't have a license. And so I would just assume, okay, well, Jason's here. We're going to go somewhere where Jason's not. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
With Freddy Krueger, like, you can't go to sleep.
No.
And eventually, you get tired.
Yeah, I mean, you have to sleep eventually.
Or
you
develop a bad coke problem.
Yeah, exactly. So, no,
Freddy Krueger will either kill you in your sleep or cause you to develop a coke problem.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It's hard to beat.
Yep.
Hard to overcome. And so, if you want to watch scary movies tonight, watch scary movies tonight. The Scream was on CBS on Sunday night. That's America's most watched network. I remember that being interesting when it first
came
out.
Scream? Oh, dude, that was a game changer. I saw it when I was in sixth grade.
It was a game changer.
It's like the first R-rated movie I saw at the movie theater by myself.
Because how do you bring in a star? Drew Barrymore was a star.
Yeah.
Killer in the opening scene.
Killer, yep.
Like, that's not something that normally happens.
They're
like
making a new Scream movie, by the way.
Is that true?
Yeah, original cast returning. Yep.
Courtney Cox?
She'll be in it.
And David Arquette?
Mm-hmm. I've got David Arquette's autograph.
Why?
I met him at WCW Thunder. You know, he's a big wrestling guy. I met him at WCW Thunder at the Mid-South Coliseum back in the day.
Good experience?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.